1430 WHPL, Sheboygan. News, talk, sports. A service of Midwest Communications. Now, from the WHBL newsroom, here's Mike Kinzel and Rusty Melberg.
Good afternoon at 12 noon. Rusty, we're at 71 degrees.
Expecting a high near 75 today, but some chances of precipitation as well.
Sheboygan County Sheriff's Department on the scene in the village of Ousburg at this hour after shots were heard and a bullet hit a house about a half hour ago. Sergeant Doug Tuttle said they don't believe it was intentional. Deputies in the village attempting to determine where the shots came from. According to scanner reports, they may have identified a house and maybe talking to a person involved.
A Sheboygan woman who has been in prison for 12 years may soon be getting out. Judge L. Edward Stengel will resentence 34-year-old Renata Newone in Sheboygan County Court this afternoon. Newone is currently serving a 22-year sentence in the Tay-Cheeta Women's Prison for attempting to hang a Sheboygan woman from the railroad trestle near the Blue Line Ice Center in December of 2001 in a dispute over the drug ecstasy. Stengel, in an oral ruling in June, said that since the original sentencing, psychologists at Tay-Cheeta have determined that Newone was suffering from a personality disorder at the time caused by domestic abuse. He also said that three other sentences in the case, including her husband, sentenced in the case, had gotten substantially lighter sentences. Therefore, Stengel said he was ordering a new sentence, which again will be handed down this afternoon.
A status hearing is set for today in a court case of a 65-year-old Racine man who's in prison for a sexual assault in 1995 that he may not have been responsible for. Wisconsin Innocence Project at UW-Madison has asked for a new trial for Daniel Scheidel. He was one of two men charged in sexual assaults that occurred 5 weeks of each other, about six blocks apart in the same Racine neighborhood. Scheidel was sentenced to 25 years in prison for one of those incidents. 44-year-old Joseph Stephen was charged just last month for the other attack. The Innocence Project says there's DNA evidence that Stephen committed both of those crimes and that they occurred in a similar manner.
It's Congress or bust for Joe Lipom of Sheboygan. He is one of four Republicans running in a primary next week to win the right to replace Tom Petri as the state's 6th District House member. Lipom on Sheboygan's Morning News chose Congress over running for another term as an area state senator because he feels he can do his best work there.
As much as I enjoy and look forward to taking on more challenges at the state level, we've got bigger issues and bigger challenges out in Washington.
He said if elected, Lipom, he says he will use both his private sector and state legislature experience to address issues such as constitutional rights, growing the economy, and getting the federal budget under control.
$17 trillion in debt, a no real budget plan for our United States government over the past couple of cycles, excessive spending, increased taxation. Those are all things that are really, again, not only suffocating our individual liberties and freedoms, but it's stifling free enterprise and economic opportunity across this nation.
Lipom faces Tom Dino, State Senator Glenn Grothman, and State Assemblyman Dewey Strobel in the August 12th primary. The winner faces Democrat and Winnebago County Executive Mark Harris in November.
Well, Governor Scott Walker's reelection campaign had about $7 million on hand as August was about to begin, according to a report filed with the state today. Walker raised $1.2 million from July 1st through the 28th, and he spent $1.6 million. So far this year, the governor's raised about $9.5 million in the hopes of shaking off a challenge from Democrat Mary Burke. Two were in a dead heat in the most recent Marquette poll. Burke and fellow Democrat Brett Halsey have yet to file updated reports, had yet to file them as of mid-morning.
Deputies in rural Virginia say a family of five was found gunned down inside their home. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown reports.
The sheriff's office in Culpeper County, some 70 miles out of Washington, D.C., got a call Sunday night from a person who found her relatives dead in their house.
All five suffered gunshot wounds. We're treating it as a homicide at this point. All five are related.
Detective Angela Devers says they found two adults aged 35 and three kids at middle school and elementary school ages. The investigation continues into whether or not it was a murder-suicide. Eben Brown, Fox News Radio.
A Sheboygan man's been sentenced to prison for a burglary he committed in the city of Plymouth last March. 23-year-old Nicholas Holtz broke into the Habitat Restore store and stole a safe containing $400 in cash. He was identified as a suspect through the DNA database. When officers contacted him, he admitted to the burglary, saying he was desperate for money. He was on supervision at the time for a previous burglary in Brown County. He was in Sheboygan County Court last week when Judge L. Edward Stengel sentenced him to 2.5 years in prison, to be followed by 4 years extended supervision.
Brett Favre spilled the beans on his website. He'll be inducted next year into the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame, and his number 4 will be retired. It was no surprise anyway, as various media outlets reported what the Packers and Favre will say at a 1:30 news conference this afternoon. Favre was Green Bay's quarterback for 16 years, with 2 Super Bowl appearances and 1 championship ring. He retired after the 2007 season, but was shut out of Packers camp in 2008 when he wanted to unretire. Hard feelings continued from then until recently, when both sides, until Packers President Mark Murphy and ex-president Bob Harlan convinced number 4 to come home. On his website, Favre called it a tremendous honor to play for 16 years with the Packers and to have his name placed among team legends.
And no Super Bowl, but Travis Mizajewski of Amory is the new broad-eating champion in Sheboygan. He downed 18 sausages in 10 minutes over the weekend at Sheboygan's Brat Days. He won $500 and a year's supply of Johnsonville sausage. He also won $500 for a charity of his choice. He gave it to the Sheboygan Neighbors Against Drugs program.
Good to him.
Yeah, very nice. How about that forecast?
Partly sunny, chance of showers and thunderstorms throughout the rest of your day, high near 75. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly cloudy, low near 58. Mostly sunny tomorrow, mid-70s for highs.
And currently, we're at 73 degrees as we get back to Rush Limbaugh at 12:06.